Back here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we're joined now by head coach of the Pelly Christian Boys Golf Program, Kent Breams. Kent, appreciate you taking some time to talk with us about Pelly Christian Boys Golf. And first off, just kind of looking at the season, your initial thoughts on the way that things have gone here now that the Eagles have, you know, 5-6 match meets under their belt?
Well, it's been a little bit of a slow start, but also at the same time, we kind of expected that to some extent. All my seniors graduated last year, so I had a pretty inexperienced team coming in this year. So knew it was going to be a little rough to get them some reps and get them some experience out in the actual varsity type meets. So it's been a learning experience so far, and we've done some good things, but there's definitely some room for some improvement yet. So we keep battling away every day.
And that I have no doubt that you guys are doing that. And as you mentioned, it's kind of, it is an inexperienced group, but it's also a really young group too. I mean, you look at the lineup, even at Grinnell on Thursday there, and, you know, two seniors in the lineup there. And it's one of those things where you would love to have that senior leadership, right, in terms of just kind of helping bring those guys along. But with all that graduation as well, how encouraged have you been just seeing the young guys get that experience and kind of pick their brains on what they're seeing on the course as well?
Yeah, that's been exciting. My core group on the varsity squad has been a bunch of sophomores. So like you said, we got a couple seniors as well that do provide some leadership as well as, you know, just some maturity to the team concept and that type of thing. But the sophomores have been fun to watch. They're learning more each and every meet they go out. It's obviously a learning experience for them as well. They're lacking some of the consistency yet, but something that they're learning as they go is how we can get better each and every day. So it's been fun to watch and fun to get to know this group of guys as well.
Absolutely. And one thing that stood out to me too, and I know this is something we've talked about a little bit in years past, and part of that comes with the, you know, when we talk about that group that came through last year, they maybe made some of these courses look a little bit easier than they truly were. And you look at the course load that the Eagles have had here early on in the season. I know that practices sometimes get held at Boss Landa, but that's not an easy course to play. And just looking at, you know, you've seen that course now three times already throughout the year, and just looking at these courses as well, what's kind of been the thing that stood out to you about how these guys have handled some of these more challenging courses here early in the season as well?
Yeah, they've definitely had to learn quickly. When you're playing a course like Boss, there's not a lot of margin for error. So learning how to, you know, maybe just shorten up that swing a little bit and make sure we're keeping the ball in play instead of being more aggressive. So learning some course management, especially on those more difficult courses, and figuring out things like where you don't want to miss and where you want to leave yourself if you are going to miss. And things like we've also battled very different weather conditions at all the different meets. So having to play in some rain, having to play in a lot of wind, having to play in all these different scenarios, they're definitely learning on the fly, and everyone's in those same conditions. But if you haven't had a lot of experience in those different meet conditions, then it's maybe more a little harder for those younger guys, but they're learning as they go. And it's been good. It's been fun to watch. And like I said, we kind of keep taking it meet by meet and try and get a little bit better each day.
Absolutely. And again, we're talking to Kent Breams, head coach of the Pelly Christian Boys Golf Program, powered by Hy-Vee here. One thing I just wanted to kind of touch on here a little bit is we talked about it with the Little Hockey Conference meet earlier this week. You guys played in the second round of that, and really it felt like kind of found something within that meet there as well, and just kind of found a little bit more success there in that second conference meet of the year. What do you feel like was kind of the difference for the guys there on a course that you hadn't seen yet this year over there in Oskaloosa?
Yeah, I think a big part of it there in Oski on Tuesday, which I was very encouraged by, is we had a lot, our mistakes there were smaller. So we didn't have near as many big numbers on the course. We limited our mistakes to, you know, maybe bogeys or double bogeys instead of some of the previous meets we had triple bogeys or quadruple bogeys. So, and we've talked about that many times in practice as well, just trying to make our mistakes a little smaller each time so that we're not getting in as much trouble when we do make a mistake. Because we're never going to hit it. We're not pros. We're never going to hit it perfect. So we know we're going to miss hit balls, but trying to figure out how we can make those misses a little smaller each time so we don't get ourselves in so much trouble. And they did that very well on Tuesday. So we had, even though our, you know, we're not perfect, we're not at the top of our game yet, our misses were smaller, so our scores were better.
And one thing, too, to go along with that that I just look at is, like, you know, even though it's going to come really quickly throughout the rest of the season, there's a lot of opportunities for this group to really just continue to learn. I'm sure as a coach that's encouraging, too, looking through the schedule and knowing that, you know, even as we're kind of in the halfway point here of the spring, there's still plenty of opportunities for the guys to really get into those competitions and really not only discover more about themselves, but really have a chance to continue to work on minimizing some of those, you know, little mistakes that you were kind of just talking about.
Yep, exactly. There is a lot of opportunity left. The season, like you said, is about half done, but there's a lot of golf left to play. So as coaches, we encourage and we want to see everyone continue to just improve a little bit each time they're out and learn from every meet that we play in. And I think the guys are doing that. So that's encouraging to see.
Absolutely. And if there's maybe one or two aspects of the game here over the last half of the season that you look at that, you know, are big things you want the guys to work on to really kind of continue to see those scores drop, what would maybe be one or two of those areas that are the biggest things that you guys are going to be working on in practices to continue to kind of chip away at and try to lower those scores a little bit?
I think probably the biggest thing we need to concentrate on is our short game, specifically putting. We've been struggling with that. And I think that was another thing that happened on Tuesday at Oski, was our putting was a little bit better and our score definitely showed that. So if we can limit the number of three putts we have or just improve on our putting overall, that's going to shave a number of strokes off. And then also, you know, playing today at Grinnell, it was a different course. It was a new course and the greens were very different than what they were used to. They were firmer and not holding as much. So learning how to adjust to a different course and the greens on that different course, as far as when you're chipping or when you're hitting your throw shots or when you're putting. And when you're on a new course, you got to figure it out in the first couple holes, how that course is going to play for that day and adjust to that as you're going throughout the round.
Absolutely. Kent, appreciate the time as always. We look forward to hopefully seeing the Eagles on the course here very soon in person. And again, we appreciate your time and look forward to seeing what the Eagles have here in the back half of the year.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Absolutely. That was Kent Breams, head coach of the Pella Christian Boys Golf Program here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.